Well, ladies and gentlemen, I sure want to thank you guys. We've had such a wonderful week this last week with a lot of activities and a lot of people doing good things. We always let everybody know that when you're listening to us, everything's on the up. And up means universal, positive, principle, philosophy. Stay tuned all the time for those kinds of good things that come along. And now we're talking about families. You know, the family unit is something that you can't teach. It grows. In our generation now, we have tools that can teach it. And we want to let you know that they're good tools and they're just practices. Practices make a difference. You know, when you're taking piano, practice makes you better. If you're taking speech, practice makes you better. So some of these rules and regulations, we need to practice more often so they become a part of us. Now, Edwina's got some better news. Thank you. She's coming right now.
Hello, WVET Online Radio listeners. This is Edwina Alvarez coming to you with helpful tips on how to make your home, your personal papers more functional and more better. I have what is called a household Bible. And this Bible keeps all my important papers. I have it in an index and tab form. It's so simple to do. If you put all your papers, if you don't have a safety deposit box, get you a big loose leaf binder and some fillers that you can slide your papers in so they don't get messed up. And put these papers in these protected coverings. And then once you do all of that, tab them. And when you finish tabbing them, make your own personal index. So if something should happen to you or your husband or some our family members, encourage them to do the same thing. They would know how to take care of your personal effects. Okay, my husband encouraged me 2 years ago, honey, if something happened to me, unfortunately, I pay all the bills. He didn't. So he said, baby, I got to learn how to do all of these things, but I don't know where everything is at. So what I did a binder. And Keith will tell you, this is very comprehensive. I wrote down my bank accounts, my password, if something should happen to me, who's the beneficiary on the accounts, so that he could get in there, my birth certificate, my social security card, how to go into and pay the AT&T bill, how to pay Metro PCS, how to pay the utility bill. You will believe some of the things that everyday things people don't know how to do, because if you are the predominant person that takes care of the bills, a lot of times some people don't know how to pay the bills. So you have to make it really simple so that they would be able to do these things in the house and your home can still function even when you can't. In my binder, I have my birth certificate, my marriage certificate, my DD-214. I even have a high school transcript. And there is a form I have that things veterans need to know before they die. Your health insurance, and the list goes on. So what you need to do is set this up. Set it up so that your home can still function. And if you God forbid something happened to you and he wants to set it up on automatic pay so he doesn't have to go through this, it's a lot easier if he can set it up this way for himself or herself. But it's better to know how to prepare these things. You don't need an attorney to set up your personal effects. The only thing you need an attorney for is for your last will, how you want to divide a property. But your everyday household function, you don't need an attorney for that. But, you know, like I said, the Bible says people perish for lack of knowledge. And we don't want to be ignorant, even on everyday simple things. So I'm going to hand this back over to Keith, And right now, I want to tell you again, happy Juneteenth Day. And this is Edwina Alvarez signing off for WVETOnlineRadio.com. Have a happy Juneteenth Day. Keith, take it over.
All righty. Now, we want to tell everybody that don't forget we're always on WVETOnlineRadio.com. And look for more information about the upcoming RVs, Unite America. We're going on out to Oklahoma, and we're going to talk about burial with dignity and place a couple of plaques of well-needed information and recognition in an old cemetery. And thank those who remembered the families, and thank those who are standing by. And again, that was Edwina. Y'all know her most right for burial with dignity, but she did a lot of research to make this week what it is. Thank you for those who don't know anything about Juneteenth Day and those who learned. Thank everybody for tuning in. And we also want to say hello, of course, to our friends at U.S. and Latin Chamber of Commerce, and of course, all the rest of those who support Vets too. Well, it's a wonderful day in paradise, and I want everybody to know that you can always catch us 24 hours a day at WVETOnlineRadio.com. And we got some more stuff for you. Tune in next week, Thursday, midday, Saturday morning, sunshine and rise. Over and out.